was a very nice experience for me too. In both cases, I think when I dance, it was really unusual for me to dance in front of someone, unfortunately. Sometimes I lost the flow, sometimes I was too much, and sometimes it was good, so it was changing up. But at the end, exactly, I was at the bottom when I was doing it. And when I watched her, yeah, for me it was, wow, she doesn't use the arm at all.
She doesn't?
If she doesn't use the hip, the middle of the body at all. And it's a nice way to dance. She was extending the legs and the arms, but here the body was kind of just vibrating, but not shaking at all. And I said, wow, that's something which I like to experiment, because I was pushing myself along for a long time. So, oh, you can move more the power, move more the hips, something like that, like that. I said, but why? I mean, you can do a nice dance without that. So
yeah.
It was really a discovery.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch other people's pathways and get ideas as well. It's something to think about. It's like, I don't always have to be dancing. It's like, I can watch someone else and pick up like, oh wow, that is possible. So, cool.
Oh, I like this exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And this was bringing me here. It's when I first time was witness of how the dancers of contact improvisation moved on the static dance. The yoga bar on the outside, you know, it's a balcony.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, I'm probably there. It's probably me. No. Yes, because there's no space otherwise.
I was the witness of that, and they know that I watch for them.
Yeah.
And those moment, I think, is it. Disturb them or something like this, you know. And here it's, I felt the same, because when I was a witness, I'm shy to watch, you know, it's strange. I felt like I have to do this, you know.
Yeah,
because I was thinking that when I watch somebody, when somebody dance, it could be, you know, disturb him and he could injure, you know, something like this, or broke his dance. But when I was a dancer, I felt that I'm more comfortable that somebody watched me, because I don't know, it's not like I'm dancing for myself, but like I'm dancing in the field between us, and it's like a connection, and I do not the casual movement that I usually do when I dance from the mirror at my home, you know, because there I'm like a monkey. Sometimes. Everyone
something new. Amazing. Yeah.
So and yeah, I like this practice.
Yeah.
We need it more.
Great.
Thank you.
Like when I watch him dancing, I felt like. It melts into the music and become a part of.
Can you speak a little louder? I can't hear you.
Yeah. I mean, when I was watching him dancing, I felt like he melted into a part of the music.
Mm.
And like the rhythm, he moves, it feels like it's like perfectly matched to the music.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not. Feel like I'm watching somebody dancing, but I was listening to like a piece of music.
Mm.
So it reminds me of some past memories, and so I wasn't really focused on him, but I just have some image in front of me, and I was like, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's really enjoyable for me, I think, because it allowed me to like forget the time. Yeah, and as the dancer, I wasn't focused on any skills or tried to make myself look good or cool, just try to feel my body, and just make any moment I wanted. It's a nice experience.
Yeah, there's nothing to do, but also it can be very expressive. So everyone has very different experiences of this every time. For some people, it's very healing to be witnessed in it because they have lots of judgments. If I dance in front of other people, what will they think of me? So we get all of this. Other people get this, like you were saying, like, oh, I went into this story and this memory, and they're like, they have such a description of what the person was going through, which may not be it, but they're like, I went down to the lake and I rode a boat, or like some crazy stories. So yeah, this is a practice. People can do this in like more like dance therapy for like an hour, and it's more about like going into your like childhood regression and like all of this stuff, or like more like emotional release stuff. I've done another workshops, but I do like a more condensed, playful version that still gets this aspect of healing in it. So there's this idea of like, what does it mean to be a dancer? I like to think of this as well. Okay, so we're gonna do, let me just check time as well.
To be shown, to be seen, to be connected. It is something that I resist. It is a part of me that I feel ashamed to show. In the world of expression, it runs free, not a predeterministic like achievement. In the world of expression, some people gravitate, then connect. From the place of authenticity, which is the part of being human. Which is also why do we have consciousness. I have asked, what is consciousness and why do we have it? In the expression of myself, I found the energetical feeling on why do I have consciousness, which is to express. Beyond right or wrong, beyond being liked or not being liked, what one thing that I know for sure, expression is the fruit of consciousness. Resisting expression is the resisting of life, and I am glad and grateful to have consciousness and able to express it. Thank you.
I can speak what came up for me through what I chose to dance. Some of the processes I went through there were just that I'm afraid to die alone. And yeah, I think when it comes to death, like there's nothing that can be done about that. But it feels right to, just to think about and to like explore and witness just to explore being, feeling what that, imagine what that might be like. And also just, this piece came very, like, very alive for me about just how much I can and want to and intend to like cultivate deep connections in my life. This is like my primary purpose. That's like my greatest creative expression.
I can share the poem that came through at the end. We danced with the same question, which was, what do I know is true? Which sounds, we had the same. I was like, damn, I was going to dance. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to dance to it anyway. So yeah, we had different stories into that. And what I first initially wrote about it, I took some of that into the dance. Like feeling that I exist in this body. And anyway. I am joy and the joy of dancing, alive and existing in the body, defiant, powerful, forming forms, loosening lessons all in one awe. I am crazy, fully mad, control and out of control, insanity, a mind lacking anchors, lacking mirrors. I am meeting you, people, one hand fearful, one hand in love. Many, many I meet over and over and I let go. In the end, I am learning from you, joining the opposites, hands meeting hands, observing and giving thanks. I felt like this journey to move through that, the like joy of being myself and on my own, and how I feel a lot of power in that, and also in the end that I need other people as mirrors around me. Like I need this as well, and giving gratitude for both aspects of that. And how do I join all the aspects of myself? It feels like there are many still curiosity around that.
Mm.
How to weave that together.
Thank you. I have a 90% of a poem, I guess. So it's not finished, but just, and they're kind of just words that I've just channeled through. Moving beyond stillness to a place I've always known, a place to be true at the core of my being. In the pureness of my heart, this is the place where I want to live from, where there's no duality and only oneness exists. We don't get there by force, but through surrender. We move beyond stillness to the place in our hearts that we've always known to be true. Our true selves, our fullest expression, our inner light, shining the path for all to see.
I'm also curious, what are questions where we dance with?
Hmm?
What were the questions we danced?
Yeah, the same one.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, because that's always a question. Like, this is too vague to ask this to the group, and then it ends up being the most potent one.
Yeah.
Wow.
The best question.
That's why I was talking about the truth of what we know to be true. It's in our hearts.
Okay, great.
Quick, take notes.
No,
I must ask this question.
I won't ask the other ones, that's fine.
It feels so good to reinforcing the truth that has been there. That reinforcing it feels so good.
A quote or like a short, it's a quote came to my mind, and I was just reflecting on that. It's she was never supposed to look nice. She was never just looking nice. She was like art, and art wasn't supposed to look nice. It's supposed to make you feel something. And then when it was like coming to me, and it's kind of like reignite. Yeah, this quote just reignited my inner artist in a way that. It's not about looking nice or creating something that's for the outer world. It's more for myself and the feeling. And also your dance inspired me of the catharsis, this aspect of catharsis in art. That's the kind of art or things that I'm attracted to, that I'm like yearning for, like this catharsis or emotions, truth, depth, everything that takes me through the process. And that's also the, I just realized before in the journaling questions that my kind of creativity is creating atmospheres, creating spaces, creating places for people to experience themselves, to experience life, truth. And that through music, through smell, through lights and everything. Thank you so much. Thank you everybody for participating in whatever process that was. And maybe there'll be something else germinating later, and welcome to share more down at the Warung. I think they served our food a little while ago.
Let's go eat.
Let's go eat. Or I'm still full from lunch.
I felt like we just ate. That's what I was
saying.
I'm hungry.
It was like really hungry.
Let me just check. What was dinner?
Maybe it's enough. As the witness, I was kind of wanted to stop. I really was super enjoying it.
And just tired of all. Thank you.
also sure as a group just kind of what's gone on. Very, very hard to tell. Just welcome us. Let's go around in a circle and just kind of share how this is for us. For some of us, it's really confronting and new, and other people, it's natural, but it's usually just like a nice, precious process. So,
go first, yeah. I mean, you just said it was a nice, precious process. Yeah. There's something so tender and vulnerable about this, it's so sacred. It just feels so safe. Dance is one of those arts that. You can't take it with you, you know, so to be able to sit and bear witness while someone is just in their flow is such a gift, and then to be in the other role and to have the part of me told that it's safe and okay and to have it mirrored back in such a loving way is so deeply healing, really, really powerful. So this is... Shapes and movements, and it's all often really wow. It's also good and very, very. I think we should do that more nowadays, like, because it's something that's really creating another connection and something. And for me, I felt very comfortable from the beginning with the music because it was so slow and it's like so. More about inner senses and feelings, and I thought, wow, yeah, I can move with that. And then it started to be like more playful and about the kid, and I was just, oh my god, I don't like it. What am I gonna do with that? So, and for me, it was like so long, so long. That's insight for me that is, if I really don't feel related right now, myself with that music is also that you told us, I felt that enormous influence of the music, because if it's not starting to be like first time it was like that phone, yeah, I can hear it, it brings some atmosphere but not influence me that much, and at the moment that it started to be like really active, really with the expressions of that inner kid or something playful, and I thought, wow, such influencing, and I'm not really related inside with my feelings to that rhythm. So, and for me it was like good observing about what can I do with that? How can I play with that? So, if it's not really about like inner meditation and melting into that process, but anyway, I can play with that, and I started to see how I can play, so like how can I change the rhythms, how can I change the shapes, and how can I write an expression that I can. So, but in the end, I felt already, okay, I tried all, I'm done, but it's still
it's still it's such a big song that it was like my expression and that. And when I shared it with Grant, she thought I didn't know about that. It's like you seem like really
you seem really into it.
I also watched it. I was like, oh, it's so fun.
Yeah. And you're going through a thing.
Okay,
it's so funny.
I played the fun and also the experience.
And also how can you keep dancing in the moment where you're
done,
but like you can keep going, actually. It's a self-fulfillment thing.
Same in the life, you have something that you're already into that situation, you can't just stop it or I'm gonna get out of that. You're just into that and you should keep to do something with that and you start to find power in you. And it's also a process of self-knowledge and also a process of art.
Yeah, for me it was really amazing, both receiving and dancing. It was a little bit more comfortable to just witness. But both were really good. I found like just the witnessing experience was really, really amazing. It's like, there was almost like a connection that was happening, even though like there was no contact, there was no mutual exchange of like actual dance happening, but just that I was witnessing what felt like so much energy and just so much presence and the flow, like feeling that flow like almost kind of come through me too while I was just sitting there and witnessing, really felt amazing. It was kind of something very unique that I've never experienced before, so it's really grateful for that. And really just precious, really just beautiful to watch. What felt like a really new era experience. And then in dancing, it was interesting. It was like I started out in a little bit of a performance thing, but the more I went into it, the more I realized that I can like just follow my body. And for me, it was really helpful to look at my hands because I found that like if I closed my eyes, I was actually more in my head than if I opened them and looked at my hands, because then my hands were reading and then I was able to follow my body. And it just felt really, really, as you said, healing to receive a reflection that felt really good in dancing. I've never received that before. I've never like felt like that's been something that's actually been accessible for me. And it's always been a source of a lot of self-consciousness for me. So it just felt really, really good to have this thing that it wasn't a big deal going into it, but still just to be received really, really beautifully in that felt really amazing. And just for this to become safe and like demystify this process of it's okay to dance, it's okay to move, and I can explore this and actually what feels really good is when I actually step into letting my body lead instead of trying to figure it out in my head. And that's what everyone else feels too.
I think it's kind of magic. In the sense of the simplicity and the power in it, the healing, the connection, the flow. But I don't think I'm really fully embodying or like, I don't know. I have difficulties to kind of remember. I don't know if it's the head, is it remember, like that my head is not really remembering or like fully comprehending what is.
You're in a wordless state, it's okay. If you have good dancing, this is how, yeah.
Exactly. And
I can feel it from you, it's really nice.
And, and I feel like it's a treasure,
yeah,
which is here. It's totally here. I get goosebumps. It's totally here, and I'm a little bit shy or insecure that this treasure is here and accessible all the time. So as you said, let's do that every day, right? Or every other day, whatever. But like when coming together with somebody, that's what I feel now. It's like the gift of gifting each other in this way is possible. So I'm going to do that.
I need a witness.
Yeah, I live with a family now for another 3 weeks. For another three weeks now, and this mama, papa, and a daughter, 22, and the kids, 11 or so.
How many kids do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Right? To make a performance.
Yeah. The shaping. I was like thinking that I could do that with the kids.
Yeah.
You would like that?
Yeah.
The shaping, so a nice connection, because it's like, yeah, what should, you know, what shall I should otherwise do? Like a nice thing to do before. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, and just looking around witnessing you guys, it was like, oh yeah, they're all, every time it's like, yeah, even people who say they're not dancers, I'm like, everybody's a dancer, like even if I'm not a dancer, that's just a story, whatever, like, and then I come and I watch people and like their personality comes out, like there's always this, and then it's just like,
yeah.
So every single time, and I like to participate if I have a witness with me, I like to try and come into this exercise, because for me it's very different every time. Same thing. Sometimes I'm like really like, wow, and other times I'm like, wow, I had all this frustration coming up. I didn't realize this.
Mm-hmm.
So very nice reflective thing. And so again, very simple. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, play with kids. They'd love it.
And they learn already that.
Mm-hmm. There's many insights coming. Like it's about, you know, activating the right part of the brain. It's the logic part and the creative part.
Mm-hmm.
We are activating now the creative part so much, how many feelings, life, expressing, coming out, and another state of being makes so much sense. So, yeah, how this creative part, when we activate that, gives us so many gifts. And also about this giving and receiving, because I realize that I'm more than just observer. That person that was receiving this energy, this performance, this opportunity, and from number of students, it was also
beautiful. So we usually go next into doing some body work and have a bit of a water break. We don't have a ton of time if we're still fine with having maybe just like a 1 hour quicker lunch. Or we could have an hour and a half lunch and skip the body work?
No, I don't like
body
work.
Okay, well, I'm like, oh, we're going to be a bit short on time today, but we'll see with other things. So, yeah, let's have a bathroom break, whatever you need, and we have about 40 minutes of just like a quick partner body work
exercise.
Okay.